This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The shiur today is on the sugya and halacha of the Isur Lishtamesh L'Oir Ner Chanukah. Most know the halacha that you're not allowed to have hano'ah, you're not allowed to have usage from the Ner Chanukah, and everybody knows that's the reason why we have the Shamash. If you understand the halacha properly, the gather of the halacha, the gather of this din in the Gemara, a lot of the halachas around this halacha become clear and become this baris. Mitzvah Hashem, today we'll begin from the yisoid of the sugya. We'll begin from where the halacha starts, and we'll be magdir, we'll mazber the halacha, the hagdara of the halacha, and from there we'll see all the halachas that come from it. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Asur Lishtamish L'Oira. The truth is, it's only one Manda'om in the Gemara. There are two Manda'om in the Gemara that argue with this. It's a big sugya, Kaf Zakuk Lot, they get to Shabbos, they get to a lot of different things. But according to one opinion in the Gemara, it's Mutur Lishtamish L'Oira. There is no Isser. There is no problem of using the Menaira for personal usage. There is no Isser Lishtamish L'Oira. There's another Mandom in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Asa Lishtamish L'Oira, and the Gemtaisa says, V'chein Hilchasa. We paskin like that Mandomar that says, Asa Lishtamish L'Oira. So, the halacha seems to be pretty clear. You're not allowed to use the Menaira Lishtamish L'Oira. The reason is not so clear. The Gemara in Chav Beis Amid Aleph says, Asur lahartzei shmoyis kenegin ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count your money next to ner Chanukah. Frag the Gemara evichi ner Chanukah kedusha yeshba. What's wrong if you count your money next to the ner Chanukah? The Gemara says, Shelo yei mitzvah is bezuya is olav. It's a design for the mitzvah. Many are medayik, it's not so much the mitzvah, it's you. Shalayeh mitzvah is bezuya is olav. Not that it's a bezoyin to the mitzvah, but it's a bezoyin that you, to you, it shouldn't be a bezoyin, the mitzvah. Das is shein reid in the sugya of bezuy mitzvah. Baal Kalpanim, the Gemara is clear that there is no kedusha to the Ner Chanukah. And the problem of Asur Lishtamish L'Oira is bezuy mitzvah. Why did the Gemara bring an example of Hatzoas Mamay? Counting the money. That's the only thing the Gemara could have thought of that someone could do next to Ner Chanukah. You could read a book next to Ner Chanukah. Why did they pick a case of Hatzoas Mamay? Later on, we'll see the Rishonim deal with this Shaila. And it's very Negeya in the understanding of what the Isser is. And when we understand the Issa, we'll understand better why this was the example that the Chazal chose to teach us the din of Asur Lahartzeis Meis. I'll call upon him. What complicates this sugya is Rashi says it's a different time of an art. Asur Lishtamish L'Oira. The Gemara Zaktach. Bizli Mitzvah. That's how Rashi says. Kumt Rashi Nezakt. The Issa Ishye Nikir. Shehu. Ner mitzvah. We want it. We notice. You know, Rabbi Isai, something I think it's important to understand. By the Megillah, we discuss the entire Megillah in reading. We read the whole story. What is Chanukah? And later in the shiur, we'll speak about it even more. It's the neiros, that's all it is. So if you took away the oomph, so to speak, the geshmak, why am I lighting neiros? You took away the whole Ner Chanukah. If a guy walks in, he says, oh, it's just the lights in the house. Again, today you have to understand, we have regular electricity anyway, right? So why is the guy lighting a menorah? Those days they lit a menorah, that's what they lit. They lit the candelabrium. Today we have fancy menorahs. Shein a menorah, you had the shvel, I hope, bought you a menorah, right? And those, it's not even so clear in halacha there is such a thing. Sorry, Tshuva speaks about it in Shulchan Aruch. Who says you need a menorah b'chol? He needs candles. So a guy walks into the house and he sees candles. It's electricity in the house. So what's the whole Chanukah to understand? Oh, das ist Neiris Chanukah. That's the ganze Pesumi Nisa. So if it's not Nicker, Eis Pesumi Nisa. L'chayra das ist Pashat Pshat and Rashi. Yara Beise Pashat. Pashat Pshat and Rashi. She ain't Nicker. Why does it have to be Nicker? Because if it's not, you don't have Pesumi Nisa. You walk in, I mean, is that candles? Now what? That was the electricity. So in order for it to be Neiris Chanukah, which is Mefars in the Nes, Muzazai Nikah. What's the problem with it? The Gemara says, Nitazai. It's a very nice, beautiful. Rashi Yishmak. Rashi Yishmak. I love this. The Gemara says, Biza Mitzvah. On this Gemara, we can't just unclaim from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nitake in Kedusha, the rabbi says, Shrayef me. Nitake in Kedusha, but nobody here says, Aneris halal, or nobody says, Aneris halal, we don't say, and Mizaktach Yah, Aneris halal. Yes, what do you do with the Gemara? Well, talk, this is the Suga, rabbi says, Azagishmak is Suga. But Rashi, if not, Rashi right away tells me that the reason is she Nikr, Uvas is Nikr, Nikr is the Pesumi Nisa. But the Gemara Zaktach, Del Tamfun, Bizri mitzvah. The Rabban Taka learned Kipshute. It's Bizri mitzvah. Because it's Nechzi Kiman Deloy Chaviva. You don't have a Psat. Chavetz, he nutzed us. And we're still going to learn how to ask mom, and you'd use to count your money. Okay, I'm not going to get into counting money. It's a mitzvah. This can be Akoponim. It's Eichas, I'm counting the geld. Akoponim, you hear that? They say, it's Yishviz Eichas. Nitgefellach. Okay, Akoponim, you hear? Vatzachman. It's Maxi, the Mandalay Chaviva, Megaytsu. You would open up an Aron Kodesh and then count your. It's Neiris Chanukah. So the Ramban is learning that it's Taka Bizi Mitzvah. Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Yonis Meluniel says an interesting Chiddush. Vos is Nikah Shemarish Le'Yaisa Mitzvah Elim Kenehena. It looks like that the only reason why you did it is because you also have a side benefit, light in the house. Und das ist der Bizi Mitzvah, which is interesting. What he's doing is, Rabbeinu Yonis Meluniel O'Neill, will the clown the Gemara, Arish, Rabbeinu Yonis Meluniel, will the clown the Gemara, that it's Bizi Mitzvah. What do you do with the Heker of Rashi? And the Torah says, das ist der Bizi Mitzvah. I'm talking Heker, das allein der Bizi Mitzvah. Abaisa as mifashteit the tam according to the Rishonim, you see so many chiluki halacha in this issa. So nachamol Rashi heker. Umaisa the Gemara zaktach no bizui mitzvah. Rishonim Neil is trying to say atadas is the bizu mitzvah. That's how I'm learning the pshat the Rashi. And he's not learning the Pshat and the Rashi that way. He's trying to get back to the Gemara, Bizi Mitzvah.
Why didn't the Gemara learn
Bizi Mitzvah
like
you
did?
That's also my fault.
Why run the Bizi Mitzvah when you have to assume a Nisa?
You want to know how come we can't use the Pesumi Nisa? So the Teretz is...
Well, believe me, I thought of your Teretz right away, but...
So let me tell you how this is going to work. If I say such a good pshat in Rabbi Yonis Meluniel, then it becomes a problem on Rashi. So if I say pshat in Rashi is good, then I'll have a problem. He has to argue. We're never going to finish. Let's get Vashtay. Get maskim of the Teichin. The Teichin is klar. I'll do. So Safun Shiv at this Mizbarver from Zichalein. Good? Yeah? Okay, good. The Akash is good. Yeah, Rabbi Yisai, no, Herr Akash. The Gemara sagt, ach, bizui, mitzvah. Rashi comes along and says that it's al teker. And Rabbi Yisim Lanil will mach an achibur. That it's because of bizui mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Because you don't have the heker. I'm asking to you, I learned in Rashi Pshuta, if there's no heker, feltem pesume nisa. Lemaisa, the Rashba, has a yisoy the psachidush, psanaya chidush. The reason why you now be mishtamish le'ein erchanike, because it's like the menorah. The whole neiris is zeche the nest the menorah. Nu, azoy vi de menayre. De menayre yevan asu. Le shtamesh le ayra. A beisai sinit amis. It's not true. The menayre was le chayra yem mutter le shtamesh le ayra. We're going to speak about it from Chazalin. Shteit der klar yed der chatz in Yerushalayim at gekragen was lit von das it's a big avade mit daf uplernen der rash be ganz gut but before we get to there's one more pshat that the Ramban is matzia und the Miri learns this lamaskana and that is the sugya of hukza le mitzvah say when you said a vek am neure von neres chanike it's hukza le neres chanike azoy vi the sugya of neu from sukkah, right? Whenever you have a sukkah, it's hooked to the mitzvah. Now everybody's thinking, wait a minute, but there's a pasuk here, chag sukkah, it's chag tasalucha for 7 days, kodesh, hooked to, right, the mitzvah. So maybe we learn from that gar. Maybe that's the makar of hooked to the mitzvah. The keren bakupanim. What do we have? 4 times. Rabbi says, lama upland the klav, and then we could go weiter. The first time is because of Hecker, you need a hecker. The second time is because Lamais, it's a biza mitzvah, they state in the Gemara. Then we have the Raz, Bazev, the Menaira, and then we have the Meiri, which is also Ramban, Hukta, Lemitzvase. Let me just throw out one example to show you how far we could take the Hukta, Lemitzvah, just to show you where we're heading with all this. Tell me, what is the biggest thing during Chanukah in all the newspapers? The pictures of the this one lights and this one and this a big menorah, small menorah. The answer, the gedolim, it's a whole thing. Sheva Halevi Paskins, you're not allowed to take those pictures. First, you're chuvah in the base Halevi, in the Sheva Halevi.
Yeah, you never see Soloveitchiks in the picture. Oh, they chapter of David. Once they chapter of David,
they did. Sheva Halevi says, the Sheva Halevi. Not the base Halevi. I didn't want to fix it up, but it's all right. It's all good. Shevet Halevi zakt. It's good. It's good. It's good. Baal bet not base Halevi. Yeah, Shevet Halevi zakt. What do you mean? I'm going to be mishtamish. You be mishtamish with the... And he goes from 2 angles. It's interesting. First of all, the camera needs light. It needs... So you're getting... Well, zakt. I don't want you to attack me. Go attack me straight. What do you have to go to?
What's the handoff from the origin here?
Because first of all, you know... Get ready, because we're going through this sugya real good. Tell me something. Will you, if there was no flesh, yeah, the shamash would be enough for you to take that picture?
No.
Okay, that's all. You have to understand that the shamash does very little for you in the sugya of asa l'shtamash l'ayra. And we're going to go through that sugya real good. Real good. What does the shamash really do? Second of all, using the menorah as a prop... Huh? You're being mishtap. You're using it for... He does say it. And many people say, what's he talking about? It's one of those tshuvas that are... And that's why I'm saying it. Why do you think I'm bringing it? Interessant. What's me tuksel a mitzvah? I'll give you a good marshal. What are you, a good marshal? In Eretz Yisrael, a lot of... I've heard how you talk and they go to the Kaisel to take a picture. You take a, what do you call that? A tourist picture. But now I'm not Pashti, I'm just a Pashti. I'm not. Just showing you this way of looking at using the Menaira for your own Tzairich. No. We're going to go through the Sugi a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Let's just throw that out. Now, another thing I also want to talk about, I mean, you have a Siddur. And you're saying Aneri Salal, and you're saying it right next to. So tell me, you want to tell me that right next to the menorah, and a lot of people I know close the lights by the menorah. They close the lights. So tell me, the siddur that you're reading Aneri Salalu, it's what's from the Ur of the Shamash? Let me just show you an interesting nekudah. If it's Huxel, mitzvah, but that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to say Aneri Salalu. Are you allowed to hang up in a sukkah? A picture of a face of Chag HaSukkah's Tassalucha. Avada? Why? Because that's part of the sukkah. Masha'en Kain, if I hang up something that's not negated to sukkah, I hang up my coat in a sukkah, besides for maybe it's a shtickle bizayin, it's Huxel Mitzvah say. This is not my Reid Achreinim say. The heter of saying Al Hadeir Salalu next to the mitzvah, because the Chelik of the Mitzvah. That's the heter. Rabbi said, all I'm telling you is Madav Gut Upler in the Sugya, and we're going to go there. We're going to go there. So let me begin, first of all, there's two taimim in Drush, why it's also Lishtamish Lair. There's a Talmud of the Rajba, Evan Shuiv. He wrote a tshuva, Tshuvas Evan Shuiv. So he says an interesting thing. The Menorah is Teira, everybody knows that. The Meghaben Anof from Teira. It's famous Chazal. Anybody who uses the Torah for his own personal hana, chas v'shalom chalaf. So since the menayre is the semel at Torah, zakte also l'shtamish. Tafhabin yiras hakovid epes. Yeah. See the Shahilig Eden Benayisucha says a different pshat. He says that if you're using hana from the, you're putting hana into it. You're giving makim lanos hachitzayinim epes. Tchaylig a mitzvah, was machst von dem epes. You put
painting it.
Okay. Sie scheine reda beis. A greise menschen haben gesagt, drush in yanim, in dem asel ish tamish leire. Okay. Lame fragen, rabeis. Nu, what's the kasha? Haneres halalu, kaydishayim. Ve'ein lanu rishus, l'chayr, it's mashma that it's connected. Kaydish. So what is the closest pshat to the Kaddish? Maybe the Rajba? Did the Rajba mean, because it's like the Menorah, it's Kaddish? Did he mean that? I'm going to show you the Binyan Shleima learnt that way. The Binyan Shleima learnt that the Hashtag Menorah in Shtub Rabbeh Sayyid Unsi Kedusha, based on this Rajba, just to throw it out, so I'm going to speak about it later in the Shir. One mandama says we go from 1 to 8. The reason is what? Malin be Kaidish. The other mandama be Shammai is Kineged Yomam Nechnasim. What's the machleik? Is Binyan Shleima. Shleima Kayim, Binyan Shleima, Shas Chuvis. There was land Kedusha. Oh, Malin be Kaidish, Veloy Meiridin. Second mandama says it's not Kaidish. Where's the Kaidish? Malin's Kineged Yomam Nechnasim. Avad. Binyan Shleima. Geschmack. It's Geschmack a Reden in Pilpul in the Yael Mater. Yeah? Okay. So what do we have? Getting back to the Kaddish. What is Kaddish? Kaddish. Mamish Kaddish. Okay, Rabbi said the Menorah was Mutar B'Hanna. But you're telling me, wait a minute, how could the Menorah be Mutar B'Hanna? There's even a Piskei Tais Menachos that says you weren't allowed to even look at the Menorah. Midrabban, the Chacham said don't even look. It was a din drabban and you weren't allowed. It's Ezog Piskei Taisis. And many say that's Pshat. Aneidus halalu Kaddishem. Ein lanu ishus l'shtamish behem. Because that's, they didn't go that far. In the Menorah, there was an Isseria. Eh? So Mashayin came here, you're at least allowed to look at it. And the reason why you're allowed to look at it is the other way is right? You can't even look at it. Maybe it was a Havami like the Levana. You look for a second, you move away, and you look away. Maybe, I don't know. But that's what many learn. Kaddish. And the Mela also l'shtamish behem. Ela l'raisam bilvad. Okay, so let's discuss, Rabbi Isai, what does it mean that the Menorah was Asur B'Shimush? Let's learn it up. So first of all, there's a Mefurash Medrash Tanchuma. We spoke about this a few minutes ago. Medrash says, Kol Chatzah Sheb Yerushalayim Hayim Mishtamish La'er HaMenorah. It lit up all of Yerushalayim. No. So I don't say, T'chasa Banna, no. You're not allowed to use it. So it lit up everything. Well, there's a Meirdik on the bottom, there's a Pirish from the Eitz Yosef. Meirdik on the bottom of the Tanchuma. He says, what is the Mekair that you're allowed to use the Neiris for light? The Neiris HaMenorah for light? The Yikhu Eilech Hashem in Zayizach. So what's Eilecha? It's Rashi, Chazal, Eilecha. It's for you, right? You take care of it. Moshe had to take care of the Shem in Zayizach. The Eilecha Shemuter. No, no. Epis. And remember, what's the biggest cash of the whole problem? How could you come down there? There's a little kaidish. Ein l'shtamish behem. The Gemara itself says mutar l'hatzis mois v'chikedusha the alts the neiris v'chikedusha yeshba. It's mutar l'hatzis mois. You're allowed to use it. Something is from that neiris halalu. Piz the Gemara. Something is missing. We have to fill it in today. Rabbi, everybody's with me? Yeah, mm-hmm. Good, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, club? Okay. Rabbi Yashiv has an interesting tshuva, and the truth is it's before Shirajba, but it's a tshuva from Rabbi Yashiv. Yashiv says, this that you're not allowed to have hana from the neiris, you're not allowed to go and be nehenna from the neiris. But hana de mimela hana, hana that comes, you didn't directly go to use, to get that hana, comes mimela, that's mutter. No, so chatzib Yishalayim is what?
It came to you by itself.
I tried. Memela das is mutter. It's not a psa'iser in the. Hanad memela vert mutter. Rabbi said, "Lama aplan the Gemara yet." Does it say also lehenis Maryam and Does it say you now have hanah from? Is it issa hanah on the light? Also lishtamish. What's the case of hartzas mamoin? I went with my money to the menorah. Of if it's hanah the memela. That shouldn't be a problem. Let me show you how this is, like I said, relevant in many different halachic shailas in the Isser of Hana from the neighbors. I walk into the house. It's pitch black. It's dark. Now, I'm not telling you a person should leave his menorah. I mean, it would be a good idea not to leave your menorah if there's nobody home. Okay? Blow it out. You're better off to blow it out. But let's say, hey, someone's sleeping. You came. It's dark. You came home late from work. Are you allowed to walk through the hallway because there's light?
From the neighbor.
From the Nair. There's a Mishtabura, there's halachas about this. So let's talk. Now, don't throw at me shamish, because I'm sorry to tell you, the shamish is not doing it for you. That one shamish that you have over there is not lighting up your hallway 40 feet away, 50 feet, 100 feet away. So am I going l'ayr of the Menorah? Yes. Is it mutter? No? No. And it's mutter, and that's takad halacha. The halacha is that it's mutter because it's hana'ah de memela. Okay. The kasha everybody is going to ask me is, what's with the shamish? That's the achmei. Isn't that the reason why we have a shamish? So basically, let me tell you, the kolbay, achis chayim, rishayim, the kafachayim brings it. He says, why did they make this iser if you make a shamish anyway? Shemo Yischabe, we're afraid that the shamish will go out, and then you'll be mishtamish l'or. You hear how vite we're protecting the asr l'shtamish l'or? The word asr, Rabbi said, what is the word asr? Yeah, shtark aloshin, asr l'shtamish l'or. Mamish psachoymed, there's a chaymed in the isr of mishtamish, to the point that we're afraid that maybe the shamish will go out,
right. And
you might be mishtamish, and therefore they said asal l'shtamish l'ayr. It's often klar in the rishonim. Another teretz I would tell you, and it's important to know, maybe the shamish, the one shamish, is not really, really helping you with the. It's together with the rest of the neiris, so memel even with a shamish, and maybe the whole shamish is for a heker. That what? Hecker, and not so much to Taka help me with the light. I follow with me. I think we're getting deeper and deeper, and soon we're going to come back easier and easier. Halacha l'mais, okay? We're going to go through Klar, the timing of why there's an Isser. And remember, it's not Osir to have Hana. That's pretty clear. But what is it? It's Osir l'shtamish. You're not allowed to go to the Neiris to use the Neiris to have Hana. There's a Meridik Levush, Rabbi Yisai. Almost a Peldik Levush. The Levush says, you know why they assert usage of the Menorah? It's not the Isser Hana from the Neiris. Because that we had Hana in Yerushalayim. What is it? No one had access to the Menorah. Because the Menorah was Bifnim. So they made it Oselishtah. I hold it such a Meridik. Reb Baron, the Levush is not Shayach. You hear the Levush? Abesa, you hear?
No, I don't understand.
Avada, you understand. You understand before I even said it. Yeah. It's not an Issa. I think, again, you have to understand. Achrayim talk bekitzer. We who come afterwards have to be menafeach, what they mean, what are they saying. I think what the Levush is saying, it's not an Issa Hana. It's an Issa of going to use. Just like in the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't go inside to use it because it was bifnim. So they asked you to go to the menorah to use the menorah. But it's an Isser HaNo on the Oira, on the light.
So
So you're saying it takes away from the heck of the reason why you're doing it? Because just like there, it wasn't...
What's wrong if you learn Rajbadik? Was is schlecht? The Rajbad has to azoiv the Menaira. Heck is... Sense. I'm not looking for sense. I'm looking for din. Kubi has to look at the Menaira also.
Yeah, but if
heck is klar.
The seichel is...
Heck is klar.
Heck is better. I mean, heck is... Because you're comparing it to there, and just like that wasn't, if you would do it, it would take away from that hecker.
Correct. But that's when you're discussing the svara. But if you're learning the din like the mikdash, and whatever was in the mikdash, we're trying to bring it back here, in the mikdash, you were not mishtam mishleira. It's gishmak. Like it's made of the gishmak. You know what my problem with this is? Okay, let's talk. Nu habesai. Hadlakas HaMenaira, that they lit the Menaira in the Beis HaMikdash that year in the Ness, was inside or out? Matze, get up and say it. Get up, shrei chai v'kayim. Huh? Avada, some sefer says outside. Vidliku Neirais, the most classic some sefer. Vidliku Neirais, v'chatzais kachecha. They took it out. Tell me something. And this is half levavela. According to the Rashba, we're trying to compare it to the Menaira, yeah? Rashi even says, Adlaka isa mitzvah. Rashi Klaus says, Nu azoivi der Menaira. Azoivi in the base hamikdash Adlaka isa mitzvah. Not true. Rather not true. Adlaka, I mean, not that Rashi's not true, but the aside of what we have a halacha of Adlaka isa mitzvah, the halacha is klar. You're allowed to take out the Menaira, light it, and put it back. Because Hanacha is a mitzvah. Shalomesha, Shalshiv, Shalomesha, Zaharichis on his Barichis. The briskas are Fanum, Medel, Shaila, Lechaira. In Hilchis Kachim, it's not true. In Hilchis Kachim, you're allowed to take out the Menaira and put it back in. So what's the Kasha? You came and said that there was no access to the Menaira. Here, the year of the Menaira. Unless you say, what Nuzag? That year, maybe. Okay, but the years after. The years after, they was inside. So may look bedoyma to Radlak and the Menaira. Efsha. Okay. That's what the Levush is saying. The Levush is saying exactly the way you see. You couldn't have said it any better. That's the Levush. Zeichel and Nes, or whatever the Menaira was. So I asked Yakash, but that wasn't. So it could be just means the Menaira in general. We got back the Menaira. You don't like that I'm asking with you. I hear you, the kasha. Now, you know what? Let me give him the credit. It's your kasha. I feel the kasha. The chayr later, some safer that they took out the. So, what's the pshat in the levush? I think I gave you enough in the zak background. Can I rein kirchen jetzt in the halacha lemaisa? So, remember what they say. We can tumlin from heim pismagin. The hadlaka and the asal ishtamish la'ira is azoivi the menaira or the yadanish rajba, right? Rajba is saying, isa ana like the menaira. Rashi learns it's because of hacker. Other ishayinim say it has to do with muktza le mitzvase. Okay. Yetzra beisai. Let's go back to aneiras halalu kaidashem. What kedusha are you referring to? What do you mean by Kedusha? There's a Ramban in Masechtas Megillah, because there's a lot of discussion of Kodesh based Knesses. He says there's a new Yisai called Kedusha Shel Kavod. Doesn't mean Kedusha, Tarnished Anriren. Reverence. Asidr is Vas. Asidr Kedusha Yeshba. Asidr Avadot Kedusha. You can't take a sitter and just play with it, right? It's a different type of Kedusha. Kedusha means it has to be separate with reverence, with mitachatz. So it could be everything makes sense. The Gemara thought asa lahatzis mayis means mitam mamish asa, the lashon asa. So the chiner kedusha, what do you hold? It's that kedusha, mamish kedusha. The Targum is not kedusha, but avada huktzel a mitzvah. Avada, that's klar. That's not in the Gemara. Who nefesh das liktim bizu mitzvah gar? Bizu mitzvah is because of their. So it's really all tied into kedusha. We don't mean kedusha. Yeah, we're good, right?
Yeah.
We don't mean kedusha. Yeah, the what kedusha? What do we mean by kedusha?
Where's this Ramban?
It's a Ramban in Megillah Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Now, before you look at that Ramban, let's do the Baal Amor now.
Okay.
Come to Baal Amor. I know, right? I get life. Listen to Baal Amor, they say. Zot the Baal Amor, according to the timing of why it's Asa, Kemen Zog Chidush La'alach. What is it? If the Tam is like the Menorah, like the Beis HaMikdash, then even Tashma Shal Mitzvah V'Tel and Asa. Tell me, were you allowed to take out let's go to the Reb Chaim. Are you allowed to walk into the Besmeh, to the Beis HaMikdash, like the Menorah and Len and Reb Chaim? So the truth is, there is God that's now just thinking about it. You know, it's racing in my head, all the Gemaras. Okay, Al Kapanim, it state the claw that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he had a Shvera Sugya, he rather went to the Menorah. But so I don't know, maybe he just contemplated, maybe he was just standing there. The Shailen Subimeh Gain and Leinen. Adovah shel mitzvah. Zok the Baal Amor, nein, oibsi kedusha. And it's like the Beis HaMikdash. And even Tashma shel, even anything. Yeah? But if it's bitam bizay mitzvah,
respect.
So then it's not a bizayin. Azay, zok the Baal Amor. Abay, say, you hear?
Baal Amor makes this distinction.
Avad. So okay. What do we have? We have a meirah de gechilik in what? In understanding. Once you understand the tam, then all the what? I know we can talk about it. You think I came here not knowing I'm Mishnah Berurah? You got to be kidding me.
Mitazah oilam
for Bnei Teira. What do you think? I didn't come prepared. The Mar Mekaymis, you look on the paper, there's 100 Mar Mekaymis. You don't think the Mishnah Berurah is one of them? Come on. I'm going to go talk about this Mishnah Berurah. These are mitzvah tzas. We get this up loud.
You're setting us up.
No, I'm not. Don't tell me. I am setting up. I'm a nice guy. I love to learn. I love people. I'm good. We're all good here. Just looking at the clock.
What you're saying, the mission was at the end. And you
all right, succeed. We got it. No, but we're good. Let's go. Now. So, when I say throw out, I don't mean throw it out. I mean throw it out to the Eilim. You ready? Beis HaLevi, Rabbeis HaGishmak. Yeah? Come to Beis HaLevi and say, I'm Meir de Gechidush. Yeah? Who's not allowed to use the Eir HaMenayr? Who? Maybe the guy who lit. He's being Yaitza. He can't use the HaMenayr. What about the people not being Yaitza with that? What about a guy in the street? What about a guy?
Meaning for him, it's not maybe.
Zok to Beis HaLevi, it's telling you the timing. If it's Al Bizi Mitzvah, if it's because of Hukzul Mitzvosoi, Hodich Veiz Vavarazad Yal Zachin.
Yeah.
Then
only
you're...
Him.
No, everybody! Kedusha Yeshba, Betonet Nutzin. You can't look at the clock. You can't look at your watch. Because it's a bizarre. But the gates to the Menayach, looking at a bizarre. But if you learn it's Altheke, that you, why you did it, Sheinikah, that you only did it with...
Doesn't make a difference.
Meredik, I told you, if you know the sug, you're good. The chilukim in Allah, half of a fella. Good. Okay. Dayidat be gestupt medafla on the bir Allah. Okay, there's a bir Allah, Rabbi. The bir Allah says that what's mutilai hamenayra? Tashmish shal mitzvah aroi is mutter. Yeah. So the question is Tashmish shal mitzvah aroi. At base, I'm leaving. I want you to take over the rest of the shiur. Okay. Rabbi Aaron, go. Talk to me. No zog. No.
What level?
Yeah. What's this year? This year is kavua daroi. Okay. No zog. No.
Legal holiday is kavua.
I don't know. What'd you say it was? I chnishke had vas. Avas. Now you get me into the shuvas or a moisha with legal holidays with Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving today. No.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, don't do that to me, please. Hab rachmanis of me. Yeah, so let's go back to here. So what's a roi nu rabbeisai nu? Asa lishtamish. I'll go and use it. And then you have a sugya of bizui. So it has to be, first of all, limud, mitzvah. Tashmishol mitzvah vet mutter. When I feel in the halacha, efshe tominit, als the halacha from the menayrebet, says, oh, I'm not really being mishtamish, it's in passing.
Aroi is referring to...
To the lishtamish.
It just comes to you.
Coming, I grabbed them passing by, you know.
To go, to use...
It's a little bit of stretch in the what? In the memela. In the memela.
Right, it's a memela. You're learning the memela.
Not me. Uh-huh. I'm trying to understand the Bialach. I'm not saying ich zog kein Zach.
You're trying to figure out where the Bialach
is. I know Abdu the Kutcha Berich. I'm bottle kafedar. It's not nothing to do with me. This is, I'm trying to learn up here. Was steht da? Rabbi say, steht da? Aroi, un mit mitzvah, un mit meile, un ich kein
Bezoyen. We have a pshat in Aroi.
Oh, that's it. Good. Shavit Shuvah brings down, L'mashal, I'm sitting by the Benayra, and I have all Shailul Halacha, Ichmeg, this is it, I'm Yoitze, it's a good, the Chumra, the kids, whatever Halacha Shailul you have. No, life been so mit Amishtab, my days was Mishabur, today it's Mishabur, mit Dirshu, mit Tiski Tshuvis, mit the ganze, good, Bach Hashem, you're right, you take it out, good, with the Kudus, you're right, you take out the Mishnabur, yeah, you almost don't need light. It's Leitzach Vazich Halein, the Alas Farim Haint, it reads for itself almost. Okay, so let's say you go, you hear, and you take the Menayra, and you use it to learn Halacha, no? Memeg, the Memeg, Zok, the Shari Tshuva, Hilchis Chanukah Megman, La'ayin, so could be Slav Dafka. Why would a guy in the middle of Neiris go, as that masmid is, where's the Daflaif in the middle of Naglakas Neiris? Or the Efshe Zakhtar Atam, no, they say Zag mit me, Lel mit me, no? Oi, Psi Hutzele, Mitzvah, Soi. In Ilchus Chanukah, they get Ilchus Chanukah, you're allowed to go in a Nisht. Yeah, so what do you want to learn? Go to Besmedrish and learn.
That's why
Efshe? Okay, Shari Tshuva. Now, the famous Shaila, like I told you, are you allowed to take out your siddur? Today they have nice benchrels, azach mit adlakas neiris, and read it la'ayr of the menorah. Now, nobody in his right mind believes that that one candle is good enough for it, so it's together with the rest of the candles. So memegat and magnish, siach Yitzchak, everybody quotes Shal's Tshuva siach Yitzchak, simen shimen, vavas memeg, vavas, can be zayin is it nisht. For the mitzvah, it is, and it's not the mezakt azark reis akvius as it's. You're reading whatever you're reading for the menorah. Okay, Magman does tan. Parpesuminis, I like your svar, by the way. I'm going to tell you in 2 seconds where I went with this. I used this svar very good. So Zayin Gebench. You ready? Listen. So it's chelak of the pesuminis zingin the ganze. Okay, you ready? I'm going to show you something interesting. You ready? Now, I'm going to say it, and you're going to say, what? Was? A strange case. I don't know. For some reason, every poisik that talks about Hilchus Chanukah talks about these two stories, including Reb Chaim Kanevsky.
Yeah, which
one? Candles that give off good smell, scented candles. So, Memeg Nutzen, scented candles. Nah, in B'nai Brak, scented candles. As Reb Chaim read from them, his stomach said, given our Shaila.
Real oil.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the... So are you allowed to use new scented? No, land the sugi mit me. Land the sugi mit me. No,
scented. So
you're having
hanov. Hanov the scent.
Is that called hanov
the me? Is that hanov from the mitzvah? What is that?
Is that hanov from the mitzvah? Is that hanov the candle? When Efshe, God's hit the mitzvah. God, get us hit the mitzvah. It's like shame. Memela, no zaks a paskin on the
base.
I first you paskin. Hain to waste the we paskin. Then you go to see what Reb Chaim says. It was a paskin,
no
zak.
No
zak.
We want to know what
that is. Reb Chaim Kanevsky said it's mutter, and most achrenim who bring it say, yeah, it's paskin. Why? Memela, this, that.
Okay.
That's what I want. Oh. Even if you, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You bedafka want, and you went. That's what I want.
That's
you know what I'm doing. I'm touching the nerves.
Did you say Bari Ben Shlomim on it, Abdallah?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So let's go weiter. You ready? And don't laugh, Chavei Sai. See, in the Paiskim, everyone talks about it. Candles that give off music.
Yeah. I guess they had that thing that came out.
Moitzur, zog nicht the music was the music,
not the music.
If you want to make an invention about this mutter, then you ask the shayla.
Mutter for the scent.
Okay, so Akapanim, he says clearly, as Meg, yeah. as memeg muta. Why? Now lechayra, it's really memeila, right? This is like very memeila.
Yeah,
the music memeila. Give me one more lumdus, Rabbi Itzai. Talk to me. I need you to talk. Ich gekomme in basi lelamed menim tzalami zug nu zug say.
The music comes to you by itself.
That part we were everybody's
does it care? The music is zaitik in the mitzvah.
Reach, no, talk to me a minute.
There's nothing to do.
Gewaldik! Das ist die Scheile. Wie kommt das in die Sugi? Die Sugi ist nicht. It's also Lishtamesh.
America's Yeshiva.
So sein gebench, so sein lichtig bei dir die ganze Lebe. You hear what you said? Mehr die Gewalt. The need it is. It's a Sugi alive. And mainly you won't like the next Scheile either. You won't like it. They're going to like it. You're not going to like the next Scheile. It's got a good shayla, even better than the first two, I think. Okay, you ready? And the reason why I know this is a good shayla, I used to do it. What should I do? So Hatani Ma, as a little boy, you hear?
Yeah.
We used to come home, right? And our hands were freezing,
yeah.
You know, Hashtays the Guruch.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, and we went over to the Menorah to heat up our hands next to the...
Yeah, you did it. People did it.
See how they treat me? I come to give them a shayla Thanksgiving. Look how they treat me.
Some people have heat.
We're good. That's not the thing. The sugya was, if you know how many kids are usually in a Jewish home, you could get more heat from that than you get from the whole heating system in those days. Okay, I'll come on to me here. So shail nu zog, megmin or the megminisht. So let's talk. You're going to the thing. Yeah, but it's not to the ur. It's to the...
That's a
Shiloh. I'm with you. Go scream at him. Scream at him. Don't let him get away with this one.
The R is the light. The light.
Give me his telephone number.
Block
it from my phone.
I have.
Block it from my phone. No, I'm just kidding.
You were the biggest lamdonim in the Yeshiva.
I know. You know what I want? I want Rizka the Teich. I want you to scream. I want you to all say. There you go. Good. Weiter. So you want Halacha L'maisa? So we have over here from, let me see, I think Reb Chaim Kanevsky said it's mutter. Maybe he said it's us. We'll get to it in a minute or two. Let me see. Neiris, Chanukah. Okay, Shevra Levi. Where was this? Oh, here it is. Mutter. Reach, Negina.
But how about
this? We'll get there. It's somewhere here. Okay, give me another minute. Okay, now, what happens? Oh, okay, I got it. There's a sefer called Al Yisrael. Has a lot of Chikavit Shuvas from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So who said us and who said Mutter? You said Austin? You hear what happened? He's jumping ship very quickly.
No, you can hear both.
You can hear both. He's getting scared. Don't get scared. Stay your ground. You heard the word Yisrael. I hear.
If you want to take it literally and you say the Oira, then the Chimum is okay.
So listen to me. You got to be... Say it. Yes or no? On the record. Chaim Kiv said it's Osir. Chaim Kiv said it's Osir. Here it is, right here. I have it right here. Osir, because that's cool. You're going to the... And you're directly, and you're getting hana from the... So he said it's us. Okay. Yeah, you're not allowed to go over to the thing and warm your hands up. A guy's cold, you're not allowed to do it. No, the chimum. Okay, now.
Not the music.
The pictures, that's a big one. Rashevet Alevi says you're not allowed to take pictures. Reb Chaim Kanevsky says, well, why not? So
Rashevet Alevi is
okay. No, I just wanted to make sure I didn't.
No, he told me.
I know. I just wanted to make sure I didn't. Okay. Yeah, so listen good, Rabbi. Listen good. If a person goes and he takes a picture, so lemaisa. Some of the light of the menorah is getting the picture that makes. Yes. Yeah, so maybe ruining the picture. Al kapanim, let's get lemaisa machlekes. Okay, I don't know what camera you're using. All right, but al kapanim here. Yeah, al kapanim here.
I do.
Rabbi, can I take a picture of you this year, lighting your menorah? Can I come around?
Okay, al kapanim, Rabbi, so what do we have?
A few people that say it's
okay, Rabbi, so what do we have? Lemaisa, alach lemaisa, it's machlekes. Shem, Levi says, you're not allowed to. Reb Chaim says, what's the big deal? I guess it's Ardem Memela, whatever. Okay, let's move on. Now, are you allowed to do a tashmish of Kedusha liad haneris. This is a very important sugya. Now let me explain to you what I remember. We said.
I think a picture though. There are two potential avenues of hetter. One of
right.
them, one of them is
it's memela, or maybe it helps. Have it's a little bit dark. It helps. That's right. That's the sugya. That's all this. Maybe it's not a bizu mitzvah. Maybe it is. I'm using it. That's the whole. Whatever you're saying, I'm running because it's 10 o'clock. You got it. This is it. You said it good. Okay. Now, am I allowed to eat a sudas mitzvah
using the
with the menorahs on the table? That's a beautiful shot. I want you to know how practical it is. The Shabbos, you know, at a chasana, I don't know if you know, there's a whole needin, but maybe you should anyway light at a chasana, because just like there's a din in the base Knesset, Pesuminisa, Rabim, this is also Rabim. While others say, no, it's a din in the base Knesset, it has to do the davening. It's a big talk. And you know what the real reason for the lighting, Rabbi Yossi? People don't know this. Those that learn the tshuvas properly know that they are addressing a different problem. Where does the chasan kala light? That's the real problem. Where do you want the chasan kala to light on Hanukkah? They don't have a home. They're going to come back at 4 in the morning. There's nobody around in that hotel room that they're the hotel they're going to at 4. So what's now? So since they rented out the hall, so it becomes like their home, and they're
better,
the ones,
it's better to do it
and there. Therefore it's better, and they should be the ones to light. This is the tshuvas of Gedalia Poiskim from the last 40 years. This is the getting back to Lamaisa. So let's say you have the menorah on the table. Are you allowed to go and eat a suda ataze? So Lamaisa halacha is that it's a machloik is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Lamaisa the Aruch HaShulchan says we pass only the day that says it's aser. You're not allowed to do dvar mitzvah. You're not allowed to do dvar mitzvah. Okay. Kavachayim says, Shasat Chak, B'diyevet. Okay, what if it's not a Sudas Mitzvah? So here we go. You're around the Menorah, yeah? And people want to sit, they want to eat a Sufganiya, Latke, Chvezvas, and they want music. They're sitting around the Menorah. Are you allowed to be Mishtamish, La'or of the Menorah? Now again, you tell me, but there's a Shamish. But we spoke about the Shamish. The Shamish is not really going to help you according to most Rishitas. It's not the answer. The answer is not the Shamish. So let's take a look a little bit at the Mishtabura. Mishtabura is the Shartzian. Mishtabura, Simin, Tafre, Shayin, Gumu, Sivkat, and Yud. And the Shartzian, Sivkat, and Yud says, you're allowed to eat if you're far away from the Menorah. Why? Remember? Memela, it's not direct. No. You see, Rabbi, once you understand the kuda, tachtaina, the untashashur of what's this iser, you could start figuring out when and where. Now, yeah, as long as it's rachik, as long as you're far away. That's what we're telling you. Now, what about the halacha of, like I spoke about, are you allowed to go when it's dark? And the answer is, vaita, not going to the menorah. Mr. Burris says clearly, Simin Tafrei Shayin Gim Sivu Yud Aleph, that it's Mutter. Now let's go back to the Asala Hartzis Moyes. You ready? Avei said, let's go to this Sugya. I told you why was the case of Asala Hartzis Moyes, that's the case. Because what? You need to go. Right? You're going to the... The Ramban in Melchames Tesam and Aleph says that the Isser of Lahartzis Moyes is just an example and Koshkin everything. This is an example of nothing. What are you doing already? This was an example of something which is so small, and we thought if it's small, right? So it should be mutter. Kolshkin, anything else would be aser. So the example of the Gemara Lahartzis Mayis is smallest thing that we could think of. Now, all the jokes aside, counting money, okay. Maybe in those days the money was 2 second counting. Akapanim, Aroi, whatever it is. Akapanim, you hear, so that's Aroi. Good, yeah?
It wasn't the icky of the leg.
All right, whatever. Okay, now, Shibali Aleket comes and says, Punkt verkehrt. Only money you're not allowed to count. No, why? No, Zag! No! If it's a busy mitzvah, yeah, that's a busy mitzvah. But can I read a book about something, history? It does make me.
It's not busy mitzvah.
It's money. You see, Rav Eisai, the two ways of how to learn the sugya. Now, those that learned the sugya of the ikir is lishtamish is the problem. So anything which is more aroyizdik is not a problem. While others learned the problem is what I'm doing, that's the menorah, that it's a what? A bizui. Okay. What happens if a guy is scared of the dark? He uses the neiris Hanukkah. Now it's not dark for him. He can go to sleep in his room. No, zag, no. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, mutter, why? Hana. Now let's talk an interesting sugya, our boy. Paiskim can talk about it. There's a thing called Lilus. Lilus is the demon of the night. Yeah, the Litvish Eilim. Okay, so they don't know about it. All right, Lilus is...
sleeping in a house alone.
It's brought down halacha, Rabbi say. Mr. Bura brings about it. You're not allowed to sleep alone in a house because of a problem called Lilus. The demon, the shed, has to do with Chava, mit the Nachash, Ganze Meises, not here, not now. Okay. Good. It's halacha. Put down Shulchan Aruch. So the question is, can I use that light to get the Lilus away? So Reb Chaim Kinevsky said he asked the Chazanish, and the Chazanish says, Memeg. Favas, that's not helpful for me. It's not going to help for Lila. The Neiris Chanukah. Therefore, Magma, it's such a sad thing. Such an interesting, I don't know. Anxiety, baby. Kafachayim bring that up. I said, help. Yeah, helping. Unafshim Magma, does ton. Mamela, it's Mamela. It's a side usage. All right, now. Here's the big shaila. I only have maybe 4 more minutes left, so let's see if we could. If you have light in a house, do you still need a shamus? You say no. Machlekes, one of the most yisoidistic machlekes in Hilchas Chanukah is this question. Reb Chaim Kinevsky says you need it. Reb Shlomo Zalman Rebbe says you don't need it.
Even if you have all the neris in the house on, you still need it.
You have candle. You have candle. Well, you have electricity. What do you need? Ain lecha shamus gadol misa. Okay. What are they arguing? On the side, let's learn the sugya. Let's go back to the sugya. Lama uplam the sugya. What's the reason for the shamus? So if the reason of the shamus is that people shouldn't think that you're going to be mishtamish, so therefore every hadlokas neiris needs what? In the hadlaka, you need to show I'm not being madlik this for my own usage. I'm doing it for, and how do I show that I'm doing it only for the mitzvah? In the neiris, I light an extra candle. To how do I show that I'm lighting menorah only for menorah, not for my own? Now, of course, today it's not so relevant, but how in the times when the Chachamim made the takana, how in the, they said, I want you to light a shamus together. The menorah comes with.
Every menorah would need its own shamus.
Yes, and that's the chiddush that I want to tell you. And I spoke it over with Rabbi Yashiv, Zech Tzadik Levracha. This Nakuda. I have this in my head. Baruch Hashem. Everyone has to light.
Some people,
and day 7, day 8, and with a shamus for every minute, it gets very, very hot and messy, okay? So I always tell them, do me a favor, I have the shamus, it's good enough, you don't need it. Yeah, you have the lights. Idilma, every hadlaka means a hadlaka with a shamus. And it was always gestalt that way. That's the machlaikas. What's it based on? The machlaikas of Balamar and the Rambam. The Balamar says, what's the reason for the Shabbos? Sok the Balamor HaGadol. Rif, Shabbos, Tesman, Avran, Shabbos, Chaval, and Peis. Shalo Yoimer, Haroya, Litzarka, Hidlikai. Whoever sees that, presuming Nisa, you have to saw. Whoever looks at it should say, he's only doing it for Menorah. No? So if I have lights in the house, is that, I don't know.
That might not be telling you that.
I'm not telling you that.
Yeah. But the Shabbos is...
Rambam, Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches. What's the reason for the Shamus? Kedei, Lishtamesh, La'oira. You need, so you should be able to use it. I'm not using it anyway. I'm
done.
Using that Shamus.
That can be done with the light in the house.
That's right.
That's all it is.
That's one way to look at, or according to Bala Mara Gadol, it's in the Maisad Lukas, in the Maisad Lukas, in the Vegestalt, in
the
Musa of the Shamas.
The Halacha L'Maisah, there are some people that don't have a Shamas, that broke off their B'nai.
That would be the Halacha L'Maisah. Maybe, yeah, I don't know, maybe not.
I have that issue.
You have that issue. Okay. Maybe. But I don't think so. I don't see why. They all talk about if you're light for 2 menorahs because of chshad. Pesach Beis, the Achrayim talk about this child. The both of them need. Because it's in the... No, why? I'm lighting a second one with chshad. It's nothing to do with it. I'm not using it anyway. Okay.
According to the one that says you need the Shabbos...
You're holding me back from sending you... I have to send you this and then we can go vayit. You ready?
He has a question.
Okay. See, Rabbi, you know how to get me. Either bet the toiva, okay, you got me. I'm on board.
Do I need to make sure the Shabbos lasts longer than all the other candles? All the other lights?
That's a good horror. Well, I like it. I never thought about it. And maybe that's why I came.
He's going to get back to you. He's going to go back to the base of Medrash.
Good. After the half hour, you can do Shabbos anyway.
He's going to go back to the base of Medrash.
And also the Shabbos Torah is only the first half hour.
No, but that's anyway we could talk about. That's anyway that. Because anyway, Asa L'shtam's like, it could be it's Tali and the Shaili thing. I would say it differently. What happens if the Shamish got extinguished within a half an hour? Maybe you still have to light back the Shamish, Kedei L'shtamish L'ayra. That I like. This is already the Chayin Shirei. Yeah, it's a half hour, not a half an hour.
I'll give you his phone number.
It's your son? Okay, you ready, Rabbi? You say, listen carefully. I see the Olam is leaving, so I have to make this. Ready? Okay, let's go, huh? Okay. No problem. Nu gishmak das asuga.
I'm gonna watch the video later.
No problem. You and all the other 50 people said the same thing. Everybody say, what if the guy watch that Torah anytime? Okay, let's go. You ready? Okay, so listen good, Rabbi Say. Let's say I want to use the Shamus, yeah? Do I have to go to the Shamus? Let's say I want to see what time is it. Should I go near the Shamus? Nice Shaila. If you learn that you're only allowed to be Mishamish with the Shamus, so then you should go near the Shamus. But if it's the Shamus only there to show that I anyway, I'm not the heck of it, so what's the difference? Shari Tshuva and Halacha brings down in Simen, Tafrei, Shayin, Gimel, Simen, Gedalit, that you need to be matted towards the Shamus when you want to use the Ur of the Menayu. Do I have five more? I have five more?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so let's move.
If anyone wants to, I don't want to hold back.
Okay, whoever...
No, I'm serious.
Whoever, but five more. You ready? Let's go. Women are not allowed to do... I have to be careful how I phrase this. Women are not allowed to do work in the half hour during Ha Lakas Neiris. So then it's Shulchan
Aruch. Work generally.
Okay, you're dragging me into something. I didn't want to go there. I'm not going there. Because soon I'm going to tell you that Lach is by men also, and then you can have your jokes about that too. Okay. Now, you hear? So the Shaila is Raveitha. You hear the Shaila? Halacha, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Tafrei Shayin Siv Beis. Women don't. Noihagas Hanashim Shleilas is Malacha. Ba'ich Shaneir is Dalk. Mishabura brings down that even men. Why only women? Vasepes, vasepes. So women, men. The Beis Yosef says, what's the reason for this halacha? Hecker. You can't do malacha. What? You have the neiris? You can't. During neiris, no. You got to sit. You can't use the neiris. It's the din of asalish tamish laira. You hear? You hear how far it went? Because of this asalish tamish laira.
I was talking about even malacha in the kitchen.
So let's talk. That's why I'm here. Of course, we have to talk. So first of all, I asked you this. The shamish that we spoke about, the shamish is not good enough. Okay. The Levush says, what's the reason for this halacha? Zak the Levush, because the women aren't lighting. So how do they shtel
to the mitzvah?
To the mitzvah. Yeah. You know, maybe I'll say it in a soft way. I'm not a takif. People light and they run parties. I don't know, you're supposed to really be there. It's supposed to be. You know, so imagine a woman, her husband's lighting, she's in the kitchen. Now what? She's in the kitchen. So we won't stop. Part of the hacker, right? Okay. Now, the Taz says that what did they do? They took the women and they made like a yontif for them, like Rish Chodesh. Just like Rish Chodesh, there's a minik that they don't do malacha. So too, says the Taz, yontif, women. And why women yontif, not men? Zak the Magen Avram, because the story of Chanukah came through the Buddhist, a woman. So we gave him a Chanukah yontif. And when did we give him that Chanukah yontif? Rabbi Shlomo uplearned the sugya. We're doing the Hadlakas Neiris. It's a half-hour yontif for them. All right. So Zayvi Rosh Chodesh. Yes, it's not the time of the Beis Yosef because of Asa L'shtamish L'Oyrei.
Not because they have a chelik in the
midst. But because whatever, it's their yontif. Yehudis, the way came Magen Avraham. Okay, good. Prima Gadim, Matza Shekel. Right. All the Achrenim say. But how long is this Isser? Only half an hour. So doing that luck, conditioner, yeah? Okay. Magen Avraham says, no, the minig action was till Chatzos. And even maybe till the next morning when they light in the Bisknesses, do we light the menorah? Because some machlokes, you light the menorah morning, night, it's two days, the menhagim, Chatzos, either till the morning. Okay, so it's not so what, Rabbi Yishai, that it has to do with the menorah and the hacker of.
They gave him a nice yontif.
Yeah, all right. Mishnah, okay. So Mishnah Berurah brings down. that those that have a minig not to do period malacha of Chanukah, he goes one step further, maybe stop as chunk of malacha of Chanukah. You have to stop that minig. Why? Because not doing for 8 days work, habatala mevi l'day shimum. So you see how far. There was a tzad to come and say, to take this and make it 8 days. I knew the jokes are going to come. Rabbi say, if I had time, I'd play with you. I don't have the time, so we have to move quickly. Yeah. So what happens? Yeah. 8 days, there's a minig that for eight days, Mishmur says that I don't like Levatul Minhagim. Shibali Aleka brings it. It was a minig not to do malacha for 8 days on Chanukah, and you should, people who have that minig, should leave them alone. It's a good minig. Afshar minig, leave them alone. Ain't Levatul Minhagim. I stop. Huh? Another minute? Okay. Kitsa, yeah. So this is a Mishnah Berurah, Shibali Aleka. Chazin Avadya. They say, what's Aser? So let's see the time of the thing. If it's to go to Lishtamish Lo'ira, so what's Aser? To go there and sew, and to go and to... But let's say I'm in the kitchen. Well, there's no Sheikhs. What's the big deal, right? If you learn it's like Rish Chaydish, or it's a Yantif, then what becomes Aser? Everything. So let's discuss. Most Achrayinim, the Sfadish Achrayinim, will tell you only sewing. There's a Benish Chaydish, you can't do laundry either. You can't do laundry. Like what? Like Rosh Chodesh. What's the issue? Maybe Rosh Chodesh, you're right, but it could be it's not this one. So the Shaila becomes, what is the Isser? If the Isser is Los L'Shtamish L'Oiris, it's only things that are also L'Shtamish L'Oira. If they gave it a Yontif, now we could start clearing what type of Yontif. Did they make it like Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is also B'Kfisa. Today, maybe it's Mutter B'Kfisa. Many Achreinim want to tie in that the way we do laundry today, it's not a Malach, it's just a press of a button, right? So it could be even in the Hilchos Rish Chaydish Nitkefel we have by Takanas Ezra. But the sewing is okay. Rav Moshe and Rabbi Yashiv say it's like Chalamoid. They gave it a din of Chalamoid, and whatever's also on Chalamoid.
It was all Chanukah.
Not Chanukah. Maybe in that minute, I say, but that half hour.
That half hour.
I saw Dayan Fisher brings down Minig Yerushalayim was Nashim didn't do any malacha whatsoever.
During that
half hour. Yontif.
Yeah.
Now Rabbi said, with this I'll end. Is Chanukah Yontif or not? So Mayudika Ara. Oh, so cooking's mut. Everybody holds it. That nobody touches. Unless you learn Minig Yerushalayim that you can't do any malacha.
But what does that mean, not malacha that you can't do any yantiv?
So that's what I was telling you. Either yantiv, chalamayr, or period. L'chayra, right? Bottom line. You're not giving me enough time to go through this, but that's the sugi. Go through it. It's a shaila. What is the reason? If the reason is the Beis Yaisiv, so it's only mitam heker. If the reason is Yontif, so then you can start clearing. How far do we take this Yontif sugya? Okay. Is Chanukah Yontif? Because the Mice it says, Kavim liyamim toivim lahoydei sulahalal. Rashi brings down, Kavim lahoydei sulahalal. Mishabura says, there's no chiyuv suda. Why is there no ribi asuda? It's not a mitzvah. Sorry to break the thing, but ribi is not, why not? Shalai Kavim liyantif. It's not a Yontif. It's a whole Raider right. And then there's a second sheet in Shulchan Aruch. No, ribi asuda, this maybe yes something. Why? It's a shailas Chanukah Yontif or not. Rebel Brisker used to say over Meir Degazat, the Rambam says that, what is Chanukah? Yomim Eilu Haim HaNekroyim Chanukah. What does he mean, Yomim Eilu Haim HaNekroyim? What does the Rambam want? It's a Yontif, there's din in the day. It's not just Hadlakas Deiris. There is a Yomim in the Yomim.
In the day.
Let's go back. What's Chanukah? Chanukah Hei. Yeah? Chanukah Hei. So Pasha, do you learn Chanukah Hei is where? No, in the times of the Gemara. Achrayim want to say Chanukah Hei means you have to rest on Chaf. It's a Yontif. It's a din, especially in the Chanukah. In the Menorah, there's a din of Chanukah Hei, Machin Abisal Adin Yontif. So that's the Nidin. So either way, I wish you all a good Yontif. But not.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.